Well, if you're not a mother, you have one. So happy Mother's Day.
Somebody's got one somewhere.
Someone's got one. We were in the middle of a conversation with Andy looking for a particular tree.
Silk oaks. Just, you know, landscaping and trees are somewhat like fashion in architecture. They change and evolve, and we, as we change our tastes in landscaping from more traditional type landscapes to a lot of, most people have gone to gravel, granite, lower water use type landscape. Now, silk oaks are pretty low water use tree, but they just didn't lend themselves to the look, I think, more than anything of the mesquite Palo Verde, you know, type of a look. And they just got one of the reputations of being kind of a trashy tree, and people quit buying them. People quit buying them. Guys quit growing them. It's just supply and demand. It's just kind of how it works. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if you look long and hard enough, you can still maybe find a silk oak somewhere. But I haven't seen one for sale in a long time.
Is there a time of year where they maybe drop an acorn or a nut or something that he could go pick up?
Well, they get a big yellow, as he mentioned, a big yellowish-orange flower, which would eventually, I guess, produce a seed. You could try it that way.
What would be a good alternative?
Well, there's not many things that look like that. As far as the way it grows kind of conically shaped. So an Australian bottle tree would be somewhat similar shaped. But silk oaks have kind of a weird leaf. It's almost, I want to say pine-like, but, you know, it's a very complex kind of a leaf and a big, flat, multiple compounded leaf. That gives it kind of an interesting look. They're a neat looking tree. I have one in the yard. The neighbor behind me has one, but it may be the only one I could tell you where you could even go see one anymore. As he mentioned, older parts of town is where you'd have to find one.
Might just be time to walk through a nursery and see what's available today.
There's other alternatives to that, but there's nothing that is quite like that.
When we moved into the house Dad lives in now, that was the first thing that he did. He climbed that silk oak with a chainsaw and started at the top.
He got tired of it. The problem was when
there was 32 palm trees, but the first thing that went was that silk oak.
Was the oak.
The leaf, when it falls, it's a great big, the leaf is as big as your arm almost, you know. So when you get a pile of those, it's a bit of a chore to rake them up.
It was. And we weren't quite old enough to do all the pool work yet, and I think that was one of the main motivations, was getting rid of
it. A little too close to the pool.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. So your dad got to, use his two favorite tools, the chainsaw and then the propane weed burner torch to burn the leaves up, right?
The stump burner? That's what made him his two favorites.
There you go.
Bill and Chandler, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing on this beautiful Arizona day?
Well, thank you.
Hey, I've got a couple of 24-inch box jacarandas I planted about 6-7 years ago on the side of my driveway for shade. One of them has the bark peeling off on one arm, and it looks like the rest of the tree, too, and I'm really worried about it. I don't mean small pieces of bark. I'm talking about 4 or 5 inches long, and part of one of the limbs is exposed. Am I going to lose this thing, or can you have any idea what might be going on?
Well, more than likely what's happened, because it's a tree that freezes pretty hard, they freeze, they lose enough foliage, they get sunburn or sun damage on the main limbs and the trunks. And then you get that sun damaged look, and that bark is dead because it's been damaged by the sun. And then it just cracks and peels and comes off in big chunks. There's not much you can do in the areas that it has already occurred. You could keep it from spreading by either painting or wrapping, the trunk with a tree paint or a tree wrap would certainly help keep any more damage from occurring. Because if you get enough sun damage on any tree and you lose all of that conductive tissue that's just right underneath the bark, it's not very deep, then the tree loses its ability to have flow of moisture and nutrients going up and down, the trunk into the limbs, and those sections of the tree will start dying. When they die, then more gets exposed and you get more sunburn, and it just kind of is a, you know, a vicious circle.
Bill, we appreciate the call. Hope that helps, and keep those jacarandas healthy. A 24-inch jacaranda tree a couple years ago, those are some pretty good size
shade
trees. Yeah. So hope you get those mended and well. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We have Renee in Phoenix, Dave in Levine that we'll take after bottom of the hour news break, and an open line for you, 1-888-767-4348. If you're like 90% of guys out there and you haven't gone and done your Mother's Day shopping, the nursery and flower industry is, well, I'll tell you, firsthand experience, saved my hide more than once.
It doesn't take very long. You walk in there, you'll have something fixed up and out the door pretty quick, and it's easy.
It's easy. You don't have to walk through a mall. You don't have to walk through a half acre of asphalt parking lot.
And you walk in with a deer in the headlight look, it helps a lot, too. You know,
Help me.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.